Chapter 11, Divinity.
Rembrandt was not a modest artist. He took in his embrace images and therefore concepts of God, of humankind, and of the world. The three realms were not distinct. Rembrandt was always drawing God into the doings of mankind, and he depicted God as a human among humans. The artist took full advantage of the doctrine of the dual nature of Christ to show the Son of God fully as a human without compromising his complete divinity. Rembrandt's image of Christ is sometimes said to be set on studies of Jews in his neighborhood. If he did, he chose models who most closely resembled the picture of Christ evoked in a famous medieval forgery, pretending to be a letter by Publius Lentulus, the governor of Judea before Pontius Pilate. It describes Christ thus: "His hair is of the color of a ripe hazelnut, parted on top, in the manner of the Nazarites, and falling straight to the ears, but curving further, with blonde highlights and fanning off his shoulders. He has a fair forehead and no wrinkles or marks on his face. His cheeks are tinged with pink. His nose and mouth are faultless. His beard is large and full, but not long, and parted in the middle. His eyes are changeable and bright." Do you see it before you? That's the look that Rembrandt gave to his Christ in a number of heads of Christ that he painted in the 1650s, but also in narrative compositions.